All right, take your Bibles and turn back with me to Psalm 107. Entitled this message, Hope, Hope for the Wanderer. Hope for the Wanderer. Our text is going to be found in verses 4 through 9. The scripture says, they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Now, the beginning of this psalm, I preached this last Lord's Day, that the redeemed of the Lord, those who are redeemed of the Lord, are here exhorted to give thanks. To give thanks to God for his goodness. And we talked about the goodness of God being manifest in the offering of his Son, in the giving of his Son to redeem us. We who have been redeemed not with silver and gold, not by our vain works, our vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord are exhorted to give thanks. And we were redeemed long before we experienced it. I was redeemed. I was bought long before I knew it. We were born captives. We were born enslaved to sin. And yet he delivered us by his one offering. He hath forever satisfied the justice of God for all our sins. And then, after that, he gathered us. This is the experience of the redeemed. In verse 3, he says, and gathered them out of the lands of the east, the west, the north, and the south. He gathered us by the power of the Holy Spirit. We read that in Ephesians 1, verse 18. That faith, the giving of life and faith, it takes the power of God. Again, how foolish is man to think that faith and life come by mere decisions or mere works. It's the power of God that has to give men faith. You can't get faith by earning it. It's something that God must give you. And when God gives us faith, we see that Christ has redeemed us. We trust in his blood and his righteousness. He gathered us. And so this is the hope for sinners, that God will gather all his redeemed, and not one of them shall be left. God says, my word goes forth out of my mouth, and it does exactly what I send it to do. Isn't that something? How the word of God goes out and one's life changes. You were dead in sins, and all of a sudden you hear the word of God and you live. While the person next to you, around you, they hear it and it just bounces off of them. You know what? That word did exactly what God intended it to do. He intended to save the one and leave the other. Men don't like that. They don't like that. I do. Because I would have never chose him. He gave me life. He gave me faith. He redeemed me from all my sins. He redeemed me from the hand of the enemy. He gathered me. Now, in the rest of this text, he is going to use four different characters to describe this. There are four characters. There is the one we're going to deal with today, the wanderer. In the character of the wanderer, every redeemed believer should know this by experience. The second is the rebel, the fool, and the last one is the mariner. So we're going to deal with this matter of the wanderer, this picture of every believer's experience. Every believer here should relate to the wanderer. And I want to see three things about the wanderer. I want us to see, first of all, his character and condition. What is the character and the condition of the wanderer? Secondly, I want us to see the cry and the salvation of the wanderer. And thirdly, I want us to see this. Everyone who is saved, every wanderer who is saved, we are still prone to wander. I want us to see this. So first of all, the character of the wanderer. The illustration here, he says, and they wandered. Who? Those that were redeemed. Those who give thanks. Those who he has gathered. Who is the they? They are the redeemed. And every redeemed say, I know this. You bet. They wandered. This wanderer is a traveler. Now get the picture. He's traveling down a road through a desert place. All right. And all of a sudden a windstorm comes up and the road is now covered with sand. Everywhere he looks, it's the same. There is no distinguishing marks. There are no signs in the desert. He has no direction. He has no idea where he is. He's lost. And he'll be lost until someone comes and gives him direction. Therefore, seeing he is in such a lifeless place with no lasting markers, this lost traveler, he wanders back and forth. He goes this way for a while and he says, oh, well, that way looks better. And he turns this way and it's still no better. He turns back this way and it's still no better. He's wandering. The scripture says in a solitary way. That is, no matter which way he goes, there's only desolation. There's only a lifeless desert around him. And then he comes to the point where he runs out of food and water. See, there's always hope as long as he has some food and water. He can always hold out for hope as long as he has enough to sustain him. But in this character, he runs out. Verse 5, hungry and thirsty, his soul faints in him. Now then, he's out of water, he's out of food, he's out of strength, he just lays down and is ready to die. That's what it means. His soul gave up. His soul gave up all hope. At this point, the wanderer is without any hope of life. Now you that believe, was this not the condition that Christ found us in? This is the condition of everyone that God gathers. In what spiritual condition does God find it? He finds us wandering in the wilderness. Over in Deuteronomy chapter 32, listen how God describes how he found Jacob. In chapter 32 and verse 9, he said, for the Lord's portion is his people. Isn't that amazing? You know what the Lord's portion is? His people. Who does he love? His people. What does he do everything for? His people. Listen, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Now the lot of our inheritance is God. I know this. We're getting a better deal. He found him in a desert land. in a waste howling wilderness and led him about. He instructed him and kept him as the apple of his eye. This is where Christ finds and gathers every sinner he redeemed. He finds us wandering. Finds us in a desert place. This word, wander, it means simply to go astray. That's what it means. They went astray. They went astray. It means they were lost their way and they cannot find their own way back. This is a description of us by birth. Listen, we weren't born and then wandered. We were born wandering. Listen to what God says about us from birth. He said, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray. That wander. As soon as they are born. Listen, speaking lies. Before I could speak, I was speaking lies. We don't teach our children to lie, do we? Carson, anybody teach you to lie? Anybody teach you, set you down and say, oh, Carson, this is how you lie. No, we do that on our own. Why? Because that's who we are. We wandered away from God as soon as we are born. We're not born pure and then by commission of sin go astray. We're born that way. Tell you this morning that if you have not been gathered by God the Holy Spirit to believe on Christ, if you've not been gathered, if you've not been a wanderer, listen, if you were never lost, you've not been saved. You see, God only saves the lost. He only saves the wanderer. We by nature do not know the way to God. We have set out not to please God by the way God describes, but by our own way. That wanderer, he's going his own way. Well, I think this is the way to God. And another religion says, I think this is the way to God. And we thought, I think this is the way to God. See, the way to God's not opinionated. I don't care what your opinion, there's only one way to God. But we all set out on our own way. Isaiah told us this, we like sheep have wandered, gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But here's the hope of God's sheep. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now this word solitary, we know what wandering in the wilderness means. They wandered in a solitary way. What does this mean? The word solitary means desolation or destruction, a desert place, a lifeless place. We wandered in a way of desolation that could never bring us or make us acceptable with God. Now, we all by nature believe. You can tell by every religion, every false religion has this same notion that you can make yourself somehow, you can make yourself acceptable to God. If you just do this, if you're a good boy, a good girl, God's going to accept you. And we like to have our children to be good. There's nothing wrong with that. That makes them acceptable to me, but that doesn't make them acceptable to God. We think salvation is somehow accomplished by what we do. And so we dig into religion and we hear this. You know, you shouldn't lie. You shouldn't steal. Well, you knew that before you went to church. That's already in your heart. But you want affirmation of it. And that's what men want. They want affirmation. I was listening to this one man. He was speaking against adultery, you know. And there's a guy in the back, he's saying, amen. You know what he was saying? He said, look at me. I don't have that temptation. Look at me. I've done what he's saying. You all need to be start doing that, just like me. Either that or he is the biggest adulterer in the whole room. I don't know. We're all trying to look for something within ourselves to make us acceptable for heaven. A lot of people look to Jesus and they say, yeah, I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that his blood covers my sins. But there's a part of this that I have to put into it. There's a thing that I've got to do. Jesus redeemed me. He gave me righteousness. But you know what? I need to sanctify myself. I need to set myself apart from everybody else. And so what do? It's an unholy mixture of your works in Christ. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to mix your works with his. You know what Paul said about that? He said, if you be circumcised. Now what he means by that is that church in Galatia, they were trying to add that one thing, circumcision. They said, I believe in Jesus Christ, but I also must be circumcised. And Paul said, listen, if you be circumcised, if you add that to Christ, Christ profits you nothing. You got that? You add one work you do to all his works, and he will profit you nothing. You've defiled his work. You've defiled his work. And I'll tell you, works religion just seems right to us. I'm saying to us as humans, as men, by nature, works seems right. It's just logical to our minds that we've got to do something. Proverbs 16:25, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. One time it seemed right to me that I should try to earn God's favor. It just seemed right. I knew I was a sinner. I knew I needed to do something. There's a way that seemeth right unto the man, but the end thereof is desolation, death. The way of salvation by works, religion, and ceremonies, and salvation by the act of will is nothing less than a solitary way, a way of desolation. There's no life there. There's no life. I pray that God would open the hearts of anyone who is wandering in this destructive way. And listen, he found us, we who have been wandering, we who were wandering in that solitary way, that desolation. When he found us having no refuge. Look at that in the text. They found no city to dwell in. In the desert, it is vital to have a place of protection, shelter, shade. This idea of the wanderer is wandering in a desert and he has no protection. He has no place to rest. He has no shelter. There are no cities in the desert for a good reason. There's no water. There's no life. There's no reason to have one there. There are no shades, to rivers to cool our parched tongue, no walls of fortification. Even so it is with one who is spiritually wandering. Those who are outside of Christ have no place to rest, no abiding comfort. They travel from sin to sin, from mirage to mirage. You see the man in the desert? He's wandering. And he goes from one mirage to another. Oh, there it is. There it is. And he gets there. He disappears. He wanders over here. Oh, look, that's it. And nothing. Isn't that how we wander from sin to sin? I just had this. If I just had this, then it would all fit. The puzzle pieces would come together. My life would be wonderful. And you get there and what? It's a mirage. The joy lasts for a moment and it's gone. This is how we wandered. We went from one religion to another. We said, this religion's it. This is the way, right here. This church, this doctrine of works, this is the way. And you get there and you say, no, that's not the way. And you jump from church to church to church to church trying to find it. It's a mirage. These religious wanderers, Paul said, they have a form of godliness. You see them in the church and they're all dressed up, raising their hands, hallelujah, praising the Lord. They're making all kinds of joyful sounds, wonderful. They give all their money, give all their time. It's only a form of godliness. Why? Because they deny the power of it. They deny that salvation's of the Lord completely. If you deny the salvations of God completely, you just have a form of godliness. You're just pretending. That's all. He says, ever learning and never able to come to knowledge of the truth. Always learning. Never satisfied. The truth is simple. And you're going to see this in a minute. The truth is very simple. The truth is one person, Jesus Christ. Salvation's in one person. It's not in you. It's in Him. All the power to give it belongs to Him. All the right to withhold it belongs to Him. Well, sure, it's got to be more complicated than that. Well, you go learn and never come to the truth. Such are those. And this is, I say this because this is me I'm talking about. This was me. I was wondering. I had a form of godliness. I denied the power thereof. Everyone who's redeemed, when I say these things, I'm not thinking of you. I'm thinking of me. Because that's me. I was the wanderer. I was lost. I had no shelter. And notice this next thing. They hungered and thirsted. Now listen, a man will wander in the desert and be content so long as he has food and water. When you run out of that, you run out of what? Hope. It wasn't until God brought me to the end of myself that I realized I had no hope. You that are gathered, have you been there? Have you been in a place where there is no hope? You know, if you've got one more place to go, you'll go. If you've got one more work you think you can do, you'll go do it. But everyone God saves, He brings them to a point where they have no more hope. No more hope. Notice their souls fainted within them. Every redeemed person has been there. And I ask you this morning, are you there? Are you without any hope? Well, God's word does not stop there. I'm thankful. That's a pretty bleak message so far, isn't it? It's pretty bleak. Well, I'm just telling you the truth. But I'm here to give hope to the wanderer. I'm giving hope to those so you can stop wandering. Notice this. Look then at verse 6. Notice the result. When everything's gone, what do the redeemed do? Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. Here's the remedy for the wanderer. Cry unto the Lord. Why? Because I can't help you. In this world, I do not believe there's anyone I love more than my children. But I cannot help them. I cannot save them. I know this because my parents couldn't do it for me. Therefore, I cried unto the Lord. And you know what he did? He delivered me out of my distress. My distress. He gathers us and delivers us. You see, I know the way to God. And I can show you the path of salvation. Here it is. Jesus Christ is the only way to God. He is the only way. The wanderer is in an uncertain way. The wanderer is in a way of many opinions of men. But God says this, Christ said this, I am the way. Now is that not clear enough for you? I am the way. In other words, there is no other way. I'm the truth. Men are searching for truth. Well, truth is a person. Jesus said, I am the truth. Men are searching for life. Jesus says, I am the life. And no man comes to God except by me. That's narrow, isn't it? Men don't like a narrow way. They like lots of options. We like options. You buy a car, you want a lot of options. We like options. Leave your options open. No, this is only one way. There's not many ways. I am the way to God. If you are wondering, you can only come to God by Jesus Christ. And when we are coming to Christ, what are we coming to? We are coming for refuge. Isn't that what the wanderer needs? He needs shelter. He needs protection. From what? What is the protection you need? If you're wandering, it's a spiritual wilderness. What is the protection? I need protection from God. You see, I've sinned against God. And the wrath of God is against me. So what do I need? I need shelter from the wrath of God. I'll give you a picture. Remember Noah in the ark, right? God said, I'm going to destroy the world because of sin. The judgment of God was coming on the whole earth. And you remember, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he said, build the ark. And they built that ark. They got all the animals in there. And the justice of God fell on all the earth. What saved Noah and his family? It was the ark that absorbed the justice of God. That's a picture of Jesus Christ. That's what he did. We being in Christ, he endured the wrath of God for me. He was my refuge. We flee to him for refuge. And everyone who has fled to him for refuge... Listen, I want you to know this. You that are in Christ, you're in Christ. He's endured the wrath of God for you. Listen, beautiful for situation. You got a beautiful situation. If you're in Christ, you are in a perfect situation. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. I like this. That Mount Zion where they worship God, it's naturally surrounded by huge mountains. It's perfectly protected. And listen, there was only one road that went to Zion. See how God pictures this again and again and again? There's only one way. There's only one way to be accepted. Only one way to God, and everyone who is in Zion, you are perfectly sheltered from the wrath of God forever. perfectly sheltered. God is our refuge. So we find an habitation. He gathers us into heavenly Jerusalem, and we are founded upon the rock of ages. He takes the sinner, he washes us in the blood of Christ, he wraps us in the robe of his righteousness, and none are able to remove us from this refuge. I find this very comforting, because often I don't feel like I'm in the refuge. Can you imagine Noah 18 months in that ark? Year and a half. You suppose it was comfortable in there? I don't know. You've been in a confined space with your family for a long time. I imagine it was not very comfortable. I got one dog, and I'm often not comfortable with one animal in the house. I'm just saying, we are in Christ. We often experience tribulations and trials and difficulties and pains. But does that mean we're outside the ark? No. No, we're safe. I like this song. Listen to this song. We sang this before. Against the God that ruled the sky, I fought with hand uplifted high, despised the mention of his grace, too proud to seek a hiding place. Enwrapped in thick Egyptian night and fond of darkness more than light. Madly I ran the sinful race, secure without a hiding place. But thus the eternal counsel ran, Almighty love arrests that man. I felt the arrows of distress and found I had no hiding place. Ere long a heavenly voice I heard, and mercy's angel form appeared. He led me on with gentle pace to Jesus Christ, my hiding place. On him almighty vengeance fell, that must have sunk a world to hell. He bore it for a sinful race, and thus became their hiding place. Should sevenfold storms of vengeance roll and shake the world from pole to pole, no bolt of lightning daunt my face, for Jesus Christ is my hiding place. Those who wander, when he gathers them, he brings them into the refuge. And the blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient to cover all my sin. His righteousness is sufficient to make me acceptable to God. You know what I have to add? Nothing. Not one thing. And next, look at this. He gives them food. He gives the wanderer food. He led them forth by the right way that they might go into a city of habitation, a refuge. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. We hungered and thirsted for righteousness. When God gathers us, we find in Christ all that our hearts could desire. We find that we are now made the righteousness of God in him. When he said this, he delivered us out of our distresses. What were our distresses? Well, first of all, we didn't know the way. You know the way? I know the way. I didn't have a place of rest. I didn't have a place of refuge. I didn't have a place of shelter, protection. He delivered me out of that distress. Christ is my refuge. Christ is my shelter. Christ is my rest. I was hungry and thirsty. and he gave me the bread of life. Isn't that what Jesus said about himself? I am the bread of life. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood shall never hunger or thirst. For what? Righteousness. For acceptance. We shall never hunger. We feed on his body and his blood by faith, by believing on him. That's what it is to eat him. It is to believe on him. It is to trust him. And we constantly do this. We who are believers, we who have been redeemed, we are constantly dependent on Jesus Christ. We are dependent upon him to bring us home to God. And I tell you this, everybody who is a wanderer and been gathered by Christ, I am completely satisfied with Christ. He's enough. He's more than enough. I don't need anything else. I don't want anything else. He's my refuge. He's my way to God, and he's my substance. Daily believing, daily trusting him. And the last thing I want you to see this is the wanderer who has been redeemed, the wanderer who has been found. We are still prone to wander. Consider this. We have been chosen by God. Why me? Ask God. There's no other reason. I'm not going to give you any reason in myself. I was telling a lady this the other day, and she said, why are you putting yourself down all the time? I said, not so much I'm putting myself down as I want to exalt him. And in order to do that, I must abase myself to exalt him. If I exalt myself, then I must abase him. Can't do both. Why exalt him? We were chosen of God, redeemed by the blood of Christ, called and gathered by the Spirit. And listen, right now I'm being kept. Why is it that I haven't left? You that believe, why have you not left? He keeps me in his hands. Nobody can pluck me out of his hands. Especially myself. If it were possible for anybody to pluck me out of the hand of God to be by myself, I'd do it. Peter says we are kept. Listen, by the power of God. Isn't that something? What keeps you? The power of God. Nothing else. I can't keep myself. You got that? If it were up to me to keep myself, I would go. I would leave. But we are kept by the power of God. And yet, being found in Christ with all of these benefits, we still understand that we who have been gathered have a daily, constant struggle within ourselves. The Spirit lusts against the flesh, and the flesh against the Spirit, and these are contrary one to another, so that you could not do what you want to. What does the Spirit want to do? What does the new man want to do? I want to be righteous. I would long to be without sin. I long to be with Christ. I long to feel his presence. I long for prayer. I long for study. And what does the other man want to do? Completely opposite of what that man wants to do. The old man wants to go away. The old man wants to pull you in the opposite direction. And so you are struggling constantly as a believer in Christ. We just sang that hymn, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. What's my hope then? Here's my heart. You seal it for your courts above. You keep me. And this constant wandering, you know what? We often wondered, do you realize why God likens us to sheep? Have you ever figured that out? Why sheep? Do Because sheep are the dumbest animals alive. They just are. They're the most helpless and needy animals in the world. Somebody sent a video of this sheep. He was caught in this ditch. And he couldn't get out at all. And they had to get down there and they had to grab him by the legs. And they pull this sheep out of this ditch full of, he's all filthy. They clean him off. You know what the sheep does? He runs right around and jumps back in the ditch. Anybody identify with that? Believers identify with that. Stupid. Just nature. How gracious and patient is our shepherd to constantly pull us out, clean us off, and watch us jump right back in and pull us out. And that shepherd psalmist says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It's the same stick, and one's got a hook, and the other one's got the end of it. We know what he does with that rod? When a sheep is constantly goes astray, you know what he does? He takes that sheep's leg, and he breaks it. Why does he do it? It seems mean, doesn't it? It's not mean. And then he carefully takes that leg, and he binds it up. You know what he does with that sheep? He puts it on his own shoulders and carries it around. Can't walk. He carries that thing around. And when he puts a sheep down, that sheep is more prone to be by the Savior, be by a shepherd. Why God chastens us. Not for our hurt, but because we're prone to want. What? Oh, that men should praise the Lord for his goodness. Can you find anyone better than Jesus Christ? I can't. I was a wanderer. I was lost. Had no place to go. Destitute and dying. And he found me. He showed me he was the way and he's the refuge and he's the life and he's my substance. And even now he constantly gathers me. This is the testimony of every redeemed sinner. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. You that are redeemed, why you give thanks? Because he's good. His mercy endures forever. Hope for the wanderer. I pray God will bless it to you. Stand and be dismissed in prayer. Gracious Father, dismiss us with your mercy. Pour out your Spirit. We are destitute without it. We pray for it. Because the Spirit alone gives us life and faith to look to Christ. Save your people. Gather them. Keep them. I pray you do this for your own glory. In Jesus' name, amen.